Welcome to Talks at Advent, homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia. Today's speaker is Stephen Brannan. So as we're just now kind of getting started with the season of Christmas, and the 12 days specifically, we are now on the third day of Christmas. That's right, right? So, yes, we're on the third day of Christmas. So, we all know about the Incarnation, the mystery that is God coming to the world, the uncreated one taking on derivative, created matter and becoming a man. And we celebrate that on the 25th. But then on the 26th, day two of Christmas, does anybody know what we celebrate? What day that is? I wrote a little thing about it. Kind of means a lot to me.
On the 26th?
Yeah. St. Stephen's Day, yes. That's why we have his icon still here. The day after Christmas, we celebrate the first martyr of the church. And the timing there seems a little bit strange in that we celebrate the birth of the Savior one day and the death of his follower the next. And then today, on the third day of Christmas, the 27th, do you know what day this is? This is the feast of St. John the Evangelist, who was actually the only disciple of Christ, the only of the 12 apostles who wasn't martyred, according to tradition. But he came close. He was definitely tortured. He was boiled alive in boiling oil. He was an attempt was made on his life with poisoned wine, and he actually drank it to no ill effect. Sometimes you see in icons or images of St. John a chalice with a snake coming out of it. That's to represent the poisoned wine. And it's traditional to have a priest bless wine on this day. So the second day of Christmas celebrates the first martyr. The third day of Christmas celebrates a martyr in will, but not in deed, the only disciple not martyred, but who had attempts made on his life. The fourth day of Christmas, tomorrow, is actually the feast of the Holy Innocents, which were the children slain by Herod when he was in pursuit of the Christ child, Jesus. So, in the days immediately following Christmas, we celebrate the feast days of people in the life of the church who suffered greatly for the sake of Christ. The Holy Innocents, now, Stephen was the first martyr for the sake of the gospel by his own will. The Innocents, however, were the first, the children were the first to suffer for Christ against their own will. They were the first who actually were put to death because Christ had come into the world. And these feast days tell us something crucial about the gospel, about the coming of Christ, the Prince of Peace, into a world that has too much riding on violence. People make a lot of money from conflicts and disputes. There are interests that are defended by keeping this tyrant or that tyrant in power. There are people who would just prefer to not have peace because they're almost addicted to trouble and turbulence. And this world is full of people and institutions, and even us, if we're honest sometimes in our own hearts, who would probably prefer conflict to peace. Have you ever had a conflict with someone who you would rather nurse the conflict than really be at peace with them? Maybe because it would mean admitting that you were wrong or that you blew something out of proportion. I have. I know I have. So I've been guilty, who espouse Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I've been guilty of preferring conflict to peace at times. That's something that's in the human heart. And as Christians, we're supposed to fight against that and prefer peace. But this world is full of pain and strife and conflict. And when the Prince of Peace enters into it, it doesn't know how to react. It actually fights against the light that's entered into it. And that's an important lesson because Christ never promised the people who sign up for his way of life, the way, as the early Christians called it. He never promised them that the way would be a way of peace and no troubles. In fact, he promised the opposite to them, that the way would be carrying a cross all the way to the end. The Christian life, all throughout the New Testament, is described as a race that you have to run all the way to the end. Even when you're out of breath, even when you have stitches in your side, even when you just want to die and give up and you know, throw in the towel, you have to keep going. The Christian life is one of struggle, of ascetic effort. It takes a lot to be a Christian, and I don't think the world realizes that. I think, you know, Marx was famous for saying, I don't know if it was him originally, but he's attributed to as saying that religion is the opiate of the people, as if religion, Christianity, he was talking about, really, was just some way to ignore the pain in the world and sort of dull your mind to the reality that's around you. Christianity is exactly the opposite. It's making your mind sharper and dealing with the reality of pain in the world that's all around us. And that's what the Christian life, the ascetical life, is all about. And we have that example in St. Stephen, who gave his life to the service of the church. He was one of the first ordained deacons. That word, diakonos, means servant. So he sacrificed his own will, being a martyr in will before he was in deed, gave his life to the service of the church and was rewarded for that by being stoned to death. St. John gave his entire life to Christ and to the service of the church. He was imprisoned, exiled to Patmos. There were attempts made on his life, and he eventually died as an old man, but full of scars and trials under his belt. The Holy Innocents, before they even had a choice, had their lives cut short for the sake of Christ. And we venerate them as saints. They have a feast day. There's an icon with all of the Holy Innocents. This is the life of the Christian. And we need to understand this as we're celebrating the coming of the light into the world, so that we have no illusions about what that light means. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness won't overcome it. But the darkness does not like it, and it's going to put up a fight. It's not going to win. It's not going to win. But we have darkness in all of us, and it's going to fight against the light trying to shine in us. We were recently chrismated into the Orthodox Church. We've recently been illumined. That's what chrismation is often called in the tradition of the Orthodox Church, is illumination. That means the light of Christ is shone on us fully. But that doesn't mean that that light has illuminated us entirely. Just because the light's shining on us, I know for me anyway, it's going to take a while for that light to pummel through my hard heart and shine in all the dark places. And you have to cooperate with the light to let it do that. We've been brought into the light close to Christmas, actually, just as the light shines into the world. Now, the light of the Orthodox Church, the place where the fullness of the revelation of God is revealed, the fullness of the light is shining. We have that now. We're there. But it's going to be a struggle, an ascetic journey for us. We haven't arrived. We've only just begun the race, if that makes sense. So the lesson that we learn here at Christmas with martyrs being celebrated in the days immediately following Christmas is a good lesson for us to keep in mind as newly Orthodox Christians. It's going to be a hard path for us, but we've been promised that the darkness will not overcome the light. The light will shine in the darkness. The darkness doesn't overcome it. So that's the promise we have. I want to be encouraging that even though we can expect, and we should expect, we're fighting against powers of darkness that want to fight against us. We believe that we have an enemy that prowls seeking to destroy us, to trip us up, and to harm us. We need to keep our eyes open for that. But in the midst of that, in the midst of this life, look to the example of the martyrs. Look to Stephen, who blessed his enemies as they were killing him. Look to John, who at the end of his life was telling his flock, love one another, Look to the holy innocents who, in their innocence, are yet slain and not spared, but who are glorified now in the kingdom of God. Look to them as examples. Try to be innocent in all that you do. Try to be a servant to God in all that you do. And above all, little children, love one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Talks at Advent. Homilies and reflections given at the Church of the Advent, a Western Rite Orthodox mission in Atlanta, Georgia.